This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine Bliss, and I direct the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. I'm here today with Mr. Juan Costain, regional team leader with the South Asia Division of the Water and Sanitation Program, which is a public-private multi-donor partnership administered by the World Bank. We're here today to talk about sanitation, specifically the costs of inadequate sanitation in India. In December of 2010, the Water and Sanitation Program released a report called The Economic Impacts of Inadequate Sanitation in India. The analysis, which was based on official data from 2006, determined that inadequate sanitation costs India at least $53.8 billion per year, primarily because of health costs, domestic impacts, opportunity costs, and losses in the tourism sector. This was the equivalent of about 6.4% of India's GDP in 2006. Mr. Costain has agreed to share his insights regarding the research, methodology, and how WSP intends to use this report to generate support for sanitation programs. Mr. Costain, thank you for joining me today.
Well, Catherine, thank you very much for inviting me, and thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to talk about this important topic, which is something that we feel is sometimes much overlooked. And it's an alarming fact that at the current time, no more than 2 billion people worldwide do not have access to safe sanitation. And unfortunately, India is one of the countries which most suffers from having inadequate sanitation.
Now, your report on the economic impacts of inadequate sanitation in India is part of a larger WSP project on the economics of sanitation. Why did WSP choose to focus on India for one of the case studies? And how did the team carry out research in India?
Sure. Now, we've been aware for some time that sanitation is an important issue in terms of development outcomes worldwide. And what we wanted to do with the study is really try to put figures, hard numbers, behind this broad understanding that sanitation was having adverse impacts on countries' development. So we started this program in East Asia, and we looked at several countries in East Asia, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, and others. And more recently, we brought the program to South Asia, and as you referenced, just in December, we published the Economic Sanitation Initiative study for India, and later this year, we'll be bringing out studies as well for Pakistan and for Bangladesh. India really is, as I've alluded to, one of the countries that has some of the worst outcomes in terms of sanitation. In fact, in particular, if one was to go beyond inadequate sanitation, which I referenced beforehand, about 2 billion people in the world have inadequate sanitation. There's something like 1.2 billion people in the world who are practicing open defecation, not using a toilet at all. And of those 1.2 billion people, more than half of them are living in India.
Now, you've said a bit about the magnitude of sanitation challenges globally and the fact that more than 2 billion people worldwide lack access to sanitation facilities. Could you please speak about the factors that have led to increased awareness of sanitation needs in recent years?
Well, I think there is still a need to make people aware. And as I say, that's part of the reason for doing the study, is to try to make people at all levels of government aware of the huge cost. And particularly, we want to make people aware of particularly the health outcomes that every year in India, about 780,000 people every year are dying due to poor sanitation. And that's like 1 in 10 deaths in India can be attributed to poor sanitation. About 390,000 of those are of children under the age of 5. So there are very pressing reasons why we should be addressing this issue.
So could you say a bit, please, about the steps that the Indian government is currently taking to improve sanitation access in the country, and also how WSP is working with the Indian government and with other sectors there to generate support for sanitation initiatives in India?
Surely. The Water and Sanitation Program at the World Bank worked very closely with the government of India in the preparation of this study, the Economics of Sanitation Initiative, and particularly with the Ministry of Health and with the Ministry of Urban Development and the Ministry of Rural Development. And so together with those ministries, the Ministry of Urban Development, Ministry of Rural Development, the government has a number of important programs which the Water and Sanitation Program is supporting. One of them is the National Urban Sanitation Policy, which is supported by a very substantial government investment program, the Jawaharlal Nehru National Urban Renewal Mission, which is about a $40 billion national program to renew India's cities. And that's also being complemented by a $1 billion credit from the World Bank to particularly to look at issues of water and sanitation. We've also been working with the government to carry out a rating program to help cities understand how dire is their sanitation situation. So again, with the Ministry of Urban Development, we carried out a rating of 423 major cities in India and classified them into four groups, into basically good, adequate, poor, and very bad. And of those 423 cities, we found that none of them was in the good category. Four of them scraped into the adequate category, but the other 419 were pretty well clustered into the bad and very bad category. And so to address this issue as well, together with the Ministry of Urban Development, the Water and Sanitation Program has developed a city sanitation plan, which is now being rolled out in 120 cities in India, which is to help cities develop concrete policies, concrete approaches through which they'll be able to address the poor state of sanitation. Now, that's in the urban areas. As we've referenced, India is about 70% rural. So we have 900 million people living in rural India, 260,000 village communities, panchayats, which are sometimes as big as 10,000 people each, so sizable. And in there, we're working with the Ministry of Rural Development for the Total Sanitation Campaign, which is a program working with the states, and water and sanitation in India are state-level subjects. So while we work primarily with the union government, it's also hand-in-hand with the state governments. We're working through the Total Sanitation Campaign to try to bring programs for good sanitation to every community in India.
So the report on the economic impacts of inadequate sanitation in India came out in December of 2010, and you and your team are working on an options paper for presentation sometime in the next few months as well. Could you tell us a little bit about the options paper and also what's in store for the project over the next few months?
Surely. The paper that we have in hand, the Economics of Sanitation Initiative, is basically to work out what are the costs of poor and inadequate sanitation in several countries, including India. What we're looking to do with our next paper, the options paper, which in fact we've already launched in East Asia and we'll be rolling it out in India later this year and also in Pakistan and Bangladesh, is we're trying to look at what is the cost-benefit analysis of various different types of sanitation intervention, largely in rural areas, but to try to work out what works, what is best, and what are the programs that governments might be best advised to pick up to address this important issue.
Again, I have been speaking with Mr. Juan Costain, Regional Team Leader for the South Asia Division of the Water and Sanitation Program. Mr. Costain, thank you for speaking with me about the economic impacts of inadequate sanitation in India. And good luck to you and your team in your future research.
Catherine, thank you very much.